Dalet Kislev, Sunday the 18th of November, Rabbi Moshe David Perelman, Tefillas Obas Tiknom.
In these parshas we learn, in these weeks, we learn about the Obas, and the Gemara says in Brochus Daf Chavov Med Beis, that the Obas composed Tefillas, Avraham Avinu composed Shachris, and Yitzchak Avinu Minche, and Yaakov Avinu Tefillas Arvis, Tefillas Erev. And there are 2 days in the Gemurah why we are mechuyev to daven 3 times a day. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hanine, the reason is because of the takon of the Ovis. The Ovis were mesaken, ledoiris, that we have to daven 3 times a day. And that's the reason why we daven 3 times a day. That's the reason for the chiyev. According to Rabbi Shir Belaivi, the time why we daven is because Chazal were mesaken tefillis keneged tmidin, parallel to the chiyuv tmidin from korbanos were by some mikdash. In the morning was the tumit shel shachar, and then we had the tumit shel ben arba'im, and the evening was the hiyo oila al mikdash on the mizbech kol alayle. The emurim were on the mizbech, and that's the reason why we daven 3 times a day. The Chazal were mesaken parallel to the chiyuv korbanos, chiyuv tefillis, and where's the old shakli v'tariyeh? Raias Ebraise as Reb Yeshir Belaivi, Ebraise as Reb Yeshir Belaivi, and the Maskonis HaGemor, the conclusion is, in Shittes Reb Yeshir Belaivi, that the MS is Tfilis Ovis Tiknim, Vasmechini Rabbonon Akorbonis. Both. The Ovis were Mesakin Tfilis. And then, Benoisif, to the Takonis Ovis, Asmechini Rabbonon Akorbonis. We have to understand why we have 2 reasons for davening. If korbanos is enough, why we need the reason of ovis? And if ovis is enough, what's the reason of korbanos? The Ma'aseh said there are two mean shittes in the Rishonim to explain the shtikla. The Ritve learns that the ovis were besakn tefillis, they composed the tefillis, but the fact that they davened and they composed tefillis, it's not a chiyuv for us to daven ledoiris. Because they were mesaken for themselves. It wasn't a konon doiris, a chiv to be mechayev, the future doiris to daven every day. They composed for themselves tefillis. The rabbunon came, and because of the korbanos, who were by some mikdash, they were mechayev le doiris at a konon for every person to daven 3 times a day. Now we understand why we need the korbanos, but why we need the ovis. As the Mashu explains, that the idea of davening came from the Ovis. The idea of dividing a day with davening was an idea from the Ovis. They were not mesaken ledoiris. A chazal with a korbanos, we mesaken ledoiris to daven all the doiris 3 times a day. Is again, the idea came from the Ovis without the chiv ledoiris, and the rabbonon took the korbanos and made with the idea of the Ovis a chiv ledoiris to daven 3 times a day. Dus de mahalach van de Ritve in Brochus Daf Chavov Med Beis. De Shver of the Raive, the Roav Bezdin, in his Sefer Eshkol has other mahalach, and that's the way the Tzlach in Brochus Chavov Med Beis, you didn't see the Eshkol, learns the same. The Ravad, the Ovis weren't mesakel only for themselves. Takonis Ovis was the Doiris. And they were mechayev every year to daven 3 times a day, a normal mitzvah. But still, with the takonos ovis, we wouldn't know when we have to daven. 3 times a day, right, Phyllis? Davening in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening, that's because of the korbanos. Because was it tumut shel shachar, was the korban was till the 4th hour, and tumut shel ben arba'im davka af chatzos, and amirim davka kol alayle, and there we have the idea of shachris minchah ma'ariv. But the etzem chiyuv tefillah is not because of the korbanos. Etzem chiyuv tefillah nemt sich schon from the ovis that were mesaken mit ledoiris. That's the 2 mahalchim. I want to say you the loshna eshkel inside. That's the ravit ha-shayni. There are 3 ravits, and that's the shver of the ravit baal ha-sugis. The Rav Bezdin says, Vadekim avrom avini kol ha-toyri kulo, shenem v'aykev ha-shashum avrom v'koyli, v'om ha-ravash avil ha-riv v'tachimim. Wim kein Wado im Espalgi mit Tfile Schachs Varvis, behod amrin avrom tiken Tfile Schachris, if the Uvis, every one of the Uvis, were in Espal 3 Tfiles a day, was bschat as avrom tiken Tfile Schachris, The Rav Bezin explains, Vod amrin en avrom tikn tfilis shachis tikno l'chol oylom, upirsem elokoyim. Why? Shenanebo. He was an enemy of tfilis shachis, and he reached what he wanted in tfilis shachis, and that's why he was mesakn and mefazen tfilis shachis for the whole world. V'hochin maskone de gemore, that's the conclusion in the gemore, odois tikno shachis melech v'arvis, v'asmechinen rabbonen akorbonois, v'azmankwe. The asmechini rabbonen akorbonois goes of the inyan of zman. It's not normal, according to the Ritve, there was no takone le doiris from the ovis to daven 3 times a day. The whole takone, the whole reason why we daven is only because of the korbonis. And according to the Rav Bezdin, the tzlach, no, there were mesakne le doiris that we have to daven 3 times a day. But when to daven, that's the idea we take from the korbonis. Le maase, it's a machloek tzrushoinim also in Tosfos, in Broches. Tosfos asks the question that the time of Tfilas HaMincha, Migmor says in Yumad of Chesem advice, Sloise da Avrom Avini. When was the Zman when Avrom Avini used to daven Tfilas Minche? Straight away after Chatzois, when the Chimashra Koisle, when the Koisle, where the sun is above, gets a bit black, a big shadow, that's the time when Avrom Avini davened. For Tosfos, who was Mesakn Tfilas HaMinche? Yitzchok, viot Avrom Avini gedavened Minche? And Tosfos has one teretz, and the Tosfos Rosh other teretz. Tosfos answers that after Yitzchok composed Tfilah, Avraham Avinu had a certain time when to daven Tfilas HaMincha. And the whole davening of Avraham Avinu Tfilas HaMincha was only after the takon of Yitzchok. The Tosfos Rosh answers other teretz, and Tosfos Rosh says, Iname gam itchilo omro. Gam itchilo, before Yitzchok composed Tfilas HaMincha, Avraham Avinu was davening Mincha. Da fila rive tefshilin kiem. Alle mitzvos davrom vinen me kaim gewen, en iva rive tefshilin ot oog me kaim gewen. Kedi isse perik omar leben, elo sheloi oso keva l'chol b'nei beisoi, ad she tikna Yitzchok. Avrom vinen down the whole time, but from the takon of Yitzchok, he made it a takon l'chol b'nei beisoi. Two tritzvah of Tosfos. Or Avrom Avinu didn't daven before Yitzchok composed it, or he davened, but the takon of b'nei beisoi only made it after Yitzchok composed tefillah. We have here the two shittas. The first shitta in Tosfos Rosh, the first shitta in Tosfos Tzitz, that the whole idea came only for the Uvis, and that's what the Uvis made. And the idea of Minchi came from Yitzchak, and Avum didn't daven before Yitzchak brought this idea. The fee, Tosfos Rosh, the second teretz in Tosfos Rosh, the Avum Avinu knew of davening. And Yitzchak was mechadish in davening, takone ledoiris. And then Avum Avinu took this takone of Yitzchak and made it keva l'chol b'nei veisoi. Just the two mahalchim, if it was a takon in the doiris or not. The first teretz in Tosfos is as the shittas Ritve, and the second teretz in Tosfos is the shittas Rav Bezdin. When we open the Rambam, we see that the Rambam also learned as the Ritve. The Achronim asks that we find a shtikel stir in the Rambam. The Rambam, in Hilchos Melachim, when the Rambam explains the shtalchlus anyonim of the Torah, how the Torah extended, the Rambam says, in Perik Tesa Locha Alech Mehilchis Shoeftim Al Shishu Dvorim Nitztav Odom Horishni Al Avoy Dezove Birkis Hashem Shvichis Domim. The Rambam continues Hoisiv Le Noyach Eve Menachai Vechein Hoya Adover Becholu Oilom Ad Avrom Nitztavo Yeser Al Eilu Bemile Avrom Avini In Nitztavo Gevorim Ben Noisiv Dezai Mitzvim Le Noyach Odiher Avrom Avini Vilos Nitztavo Emile The who his fallel shachris, and Avraham Avinu was the one who damn shachris. The Yitzchok hifrish meiser, the hoisiv tvil acheres lifnois hayom, the Yaakov hoisiv gidal noshev spalel arvis. In Mitzrayim nitztav amro b'mitzvos yisayris. The Rambam explains ad shebo Moshe Rabbeinu v'nishlemo toira al yodel. In the Maaseh state in Rambam, Avraham Avinu had ongoing shachris, and Yitzchok Avinu minche, and Yaakov Avinu marv. And more than that, the Rambam brings his aluche together with Gidanoshe, all the tzivuyim, which state in the Torah. The Rambam in Hilchis Tfile, Perek Alav Alochehei, the Rambam talks about Chorb Mabayis, Kimishu Gol Yisrael B'Venim Nuchad Netzer HaRoshe, Nis'ar B'Beforas, And then the Masakan called me Nischoy Satfile. After Rambam finished to talk about Nischoy Satfile, so the Rambam, the Chain Tiknushi Minyan Hatfilois, the amount of Tfilis, Kiminyan Akorbonis. Shtei Tfilis Bechol Yoim, Kineged Shnei Temidim. Bechol Yoim Shesh Bekorb Musif, Tiknuboy Tfilis Shlishis, and then, the Chain is Kinshit Od Mispal Tfilis Achas Balailo, Shrei Evori Tomet Shabarabayim is Achnin Kolalailo, Shnemer Hiroilo, Almoido Kolalailo, Alasbech. Is a master, the Rama passes at Rabbi Yosef Chanine that Tfilis Oves Tiknim, Mefurish, Nilchis Melochim, and the Rama here passes as Rabbi Shir Ben Levi that Tfilis is not, the reason of Tfilis is not because of Oves, not because of the Korbunas. If we learn that the Rambam learns as the Ritve, Inish Kastire. The idea of Korbunas and the idea of Tfilis and the idea of davening three times a day, and the idea of being misakn for the Sam's tefillah, and the resolution of the Rambam, hoisif tefillah, Avomvinu was moisif tefillah, and Yitzchak was moisif tefillah, and Yaakov was moisif tefillah. Not stam moisif tefillah, for the self was real takune. But that's not the reason why we daven every day. The reason why we daven is because takonas chazal, v'chein iskinu she'em minyan hatfilois, kimina karbonis. Because without the takonas chazal, mishim karbonis, we had no chiv to daven. The chiv to daven is machmas hakarbonis, enoch machmas the ovis. Even the idea of davening nemtz from the ovis. As the Meshur explained, we have the idea from davening from the ovis, and atakone le doiris from karbonis. That's basically the two mahalchim to understand the Gemure, why when we have the reason of ovis, we need another reason of karbonis. Ramay Simchon Osemayach has another mahalch. And it says a very interesting pshat in the Gemara in Brochus Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings there Machloikes Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda. If a person did not daven Musaf till afternoon, when you have to daven Minche, what should he daven first, Musaf or Minche? Musaf is before Minche. On the other hand, Minche is Todr, and Todr Shein and Todr Todr Koidim. And Machloik is Tanoi. And the Gemara tells there a very interesting story. Reb Zaire wasn't feeling well. And he had no courage to go to the Smedrish. He took a chair and sat by the yeshiva of Rab Nosson Bar Tuve. And he said to himself, the Rabbonon will enter and go outside. I'll get up for them and I'll have schar of Kimev Atal Metrochim. Rav Nosson Bar Tuve arrived. Rav Zaire asked him, what did you learn today in Besmedrish? Rav Nosson Bar Tuve answered him that Rabbi Yochanan said that La'aloche, we have to daven Minche and then Musaf. In other words, if we only have time for Minche, we daven Minche, we don't daven Musaf at all. Rav Zaire asked Rav Nosson Bar Tuve, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, are you sure? And the Gemara says, he learned it from Rav Nosson Bar Tuve 40 times. He repeated for himself 40 times that Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said that we passed in la'aloche, that minche v'achkach musaf. Rav Nosson Bar Tuve asked Rav Zaire, it's such a big chiddush, that's the first thing you heard from Rabbi Yochanan? The only thing you learned from Rabbi Yochanan? But Rav Zaire geanfet, no. But I was sure that the one who paskens that Minche v'achkach Musaf is not Rabbi Yochanan, it's Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. And that's the reason why I repeated for myself 40 times. Mamash ha'medrash plie. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Rabbi Yochanan, Minche, Musaf, koyd Minche shpeite Musaf. What was the hava minute that only Rabbi Shimon ben Levi can say it? And what's the big chiddush that Rabbi Yochanan taught us this haluche? So, there was a strong surah to say, and here he tells us a new pshat in the Nafkemine, what's pshat, ovis, and korbonis. Ramay Simcha learns that Lemaase, we daven because of korbonis. And korbonis is enough reason to daven. But the idea, the ovis with Mishakn, is moisif, a very important thing. We know if a person was a nenas or a shoygik and he didn't daven one of the tefillahs, there's a din of tashlimin. You can daven by the next tefillah also this tefillah. Adin dam shachris, v'amincha tushmane etzris, is mashlim, the shachris of the morning. That's only if we learn that tefillas ovis tikni. Because by korbonis we know, ovis manu bot korbonis. If there was not ovis tumichel shachar, you can't fill up this chiev by tumichel banarbaim. In a masse, if only the chiev tefilla is because of tmidim, there was no idea of tashlumin. But the fact that the ovis were misakin tefilla adds the possibility of bimashling tefillah. Zugir ma'i simcha. Let's make a cheshbon. If we say that tefillah is ovis tiknim, we have a possibility for tashlumin. If we say that ovis, when we say tefillah is because of tmidin, we have no idea of tashlumin. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, let's remember, says in the Chuvot Medbeis that the tam of davening is because of the ovis, is because of the tmidin. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, we have no possibility of tashlimin. Rabbi Zaire learned the Havamine. When we say that minche v'ach kach misif, pshat is, there's no tefillas hamisufim in many cases. That's only if minche ain't lo tashlimin. And you can't daven in the evening minche, at night you can't daven minche. We have a shale, if to daven at all minche, a musif, minche is cheshever, todir, v'sheinu todu, todim koidim. Ma'asha'en can even learn that there's a fact of tashlumin. Daven now musif, and the evening, you'll daven minche, you'll have both. And that's the reason why Rabbi Zaire was sure that the one who paskens that minche v'misif, you have to daven minche and not misif, that's only shittes habishir v'laivi. Now we heard in the words of Rabbi Yochanan a gewaltige gedank in the Indian of todim sheinu todu, todim koidim. It's so strong that even he won't daven misif at all, still minche is before misif. I can daven minche later. Todim v'sheinu todim has such a power that even I won't be able to daven misif at all, and minche will be able to daven after night, by night, even though you have to daven minche and then musif. And be mevat of musif if you don't have time. Dus ja, grüße chidisch. En dat is de chidisch, wat Rabbi Simcha zegt, dus wat Rabbi Zaire, werd Rabbi Zaire, heurt Rabbi Yochanan, een nieuw gedank, how strong is the din of todu v'sheinu todu, todu koidim. He would learn that if you have to be mevate of minche in ganzen, then we say this word, dav minche achkach misif. Maar waarschijnlijk wil je have a possibility at night dav minche, dav na misif en dan minche. Is Rabbi Nusen Baturim, v'shem Rabbi Yochanan, v'shem Rabbi Chadish v'im, een nieuw Hezbeh, how strong is Todev Shein and Todev Koidim? Is the Maaseh, where we are now, we have three Mahalchim to understand what's the Nafkemini. Or the Nafkemini is, if it was a Takon El Doiris, or the Nafkemini is, Legabe the Zman Tfile, or the Nafkemini is, Legabe Tashlimin. In the Pasht is the Rambam who says that Minyan Tfilis, we learn from the Korbonis, is exactly as the Mahalach HaRitveh, the others were misaken for themselves, but lemaase ledoiris is only because of the korbanos, and as Tosfos and the first Malachim Tosfos Rosh in Brachos Daf Chavvav Amud Beis. The Chazal in Maseches, not Maseches, in Tonet Vayelio Rabbe say, Lo oilom chayv odom loimar, Mose agi emaisai, lemaase avoy savrom mitzvi Yankiv. Person has to aim to reach the Maisa Ovis. Rabbi Binef from Shishre writes, Eze Pesi Yashlim Yashve Masov Lemasa Avoisov. Who is the person who will be a shoyte to compare his Masim to the Maisa Ovis? Chai Vodom Loimar Mosi Agi Masa Lemasa Avoisov 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 Yankiv. And Rabbi Binef explains that Yegia in this sense is not pshat. Yagia, you'll reach. Yagia pshat is anigia, a touch. We are not able to reach the Maaseh Ovis. But the Maaseh, we have to learn for the Maaseh Ovis, learn of the Tfilis Ovis, learn of the Anhokis Ovis, a certain negia, how to be noyik. The Gemara says, in Maseches Psuchim, Daf Peches Umed Aleph, Omer Rabbi Elozo, Many nations will go. The Omri, they'll say, Lechi v'nal el Har Hashem. Let's go up to Har Hashem. El Beis Elekai Yankov. Feidig and Mure, Elekai Yankov v'lo Elekai Avrom v'Yitzchok. Eleloika Avrom shekosiv boi Har. Shenema sheyomar hayom b'Har Hashem yoreh. V'loiki Yitzchok shekosiv boi Sode. Shenema v'yayitz Yitzchok l'siach b'Sode. Elekai Yankov shekoro Beis shenema v'yikru eshem amuk mahi Beis Kal. Want to go up to Har Hashem, but Har Hashem is only with a condition, it's based Elokei Yaakov. Not Elokei Avrom, not Elokei Yitzchok. Why not? The Gemara doesn't explain. Avrom called it Har, and Yitzchok called it Sode, and Yaakov called it Bayis, and we have to go only to this name of Yaakov. And the Lotzen Rosh Shiva, Rav Kop Mazatzal, used to say, B'Shem is Rebbe, Rav Shimish Kop, to explain this Gemara, that we have here a Misa Haskel, how to build and how to aim a Yiddish shtib, a bayis, the mokma shchine, hashchos shchine shaluk. The word is for to say, mokma hashchos shchine has to be a very high place, a half. Kovet hashchine, we need. Or, we need a wide place, a sode, without mechitzis. Zogt Rabbi Lozen, no. Hashchos shchine does not need a high place, and not a wide place. Hashchos Hashchina needs a closed place. A bayis. A bayis, that's the real place for Hashchos Hashchina. A bayis, a fence from the Rishis Rabbim, a closed place, this is the richtige place for Hashchos Hashchina. Toisvist, in Maseches Bruches, Daf Lamedalot Amed Bayis, asks a very interesting question. The Gemara says there, that Chotzif Olai, Man de matzle bebike. It's a chutzpah to daven in a bike. In a place of people past there, is a chutzpah to daven there. Frek Toisvis, it's a chutzpah to daven in a bike. Where did Yitzchak Avinu daven? V'yayitz Yitzchak l'siach b'sode, in a field to daven. And why we see in the Gemara, it's a chutzpah, hayitochen Yitzchak daven in such a place? Toisvis answers two steritzim. First, Toisvis answers that this place where Yitzchak Avinu daven wasn't a poshut field. It was Haramirio. And also, if you get Haramirio, the Taz explains that Kavonis Toysis Pshat is that Ashroes Ashchine in the Haramirio was so special, the spirit of Kedisha was so strong there that he couldn't daven there, even that people are passing there. The Lushna Chinech is the Mitzvah Peches. Why are we oile the regel? There will be many. To the Mokim Amigdish, Kishom Hanefosha is Kroivis Alatoiv. They're very special, Sgun in this place. And that's the reason why the Taz explains why Tosis says you can daven there, even it's a place where people pass there. The second Teretz in Tosis is that the Gemara only said this Yisod when we talk about a place, what's a bike, a passage where people pass. A sod, a field, an empty field, you can daven there. So I've come in the din if you can daven in an empty field or not. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in the Sefer Meurik Tzia, in Simen Tzadik in Erechaim, zog der Nei Pshat in der Gemurre al derech Drish. Zog Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Pshat in der Gemurre of Chotzif has a new Pshat. Yitzchak Avinu davened in the field. Yitzchak Avinu was in Oden Godel Moed, and he could daven in the field. It didn't disturb him to daven him when he davened in a place in Oivrim Meshovim. Yaakov Avinu said to Doiris, you can't daven in an open place. It's not shaykh. You have to daven in a bayis, you have to daven in a closed place. If somebody davens in an open place, he's a chotziv because he's mashve maisov lemas Yitzchok. He says, I can compare my mas to Yitzchok. Yitzchok davened in a sude, I'm also able to daven in a sude. And that pshat in the Gemara, chotziv alai the man lematzav vike, because Yitzchok had a special shmait daven in such a place. We are not allowed to daven there. We have to daven as Yaakov. If the Yisod for Yaakov is mamish bevot, where to daven? Daven in Ipshat is, daven in a closed place. Daven Ipshat is forget for the world, close yourself up, make a fence to Elam Hazeh, and there you can daven to the Rabbi Nishloilem. Ipshat is as the Gemurre Chotzi V'lai, man the Matzah Bik is mamish Ipshat as the Gemurre Psuchim. The Bayis, what Yaakov Vini was Mechadish, that you have to daven in a Bayis, is because we have a new Havone in davening. Davening has pshat is, we have no shaykhis to the Rishis Rabbim, we've got to close ourselves and to daven in a matziv from bayis. That's one of the things we learn from the Ovis, in pshat and davening, and the Yagir Lemasa Avoisai, are the mahus from davening with a mechitze from the Rishis Rabbim. The father of the Rambam, Rav Maimon Adayin, wrote a sefer, Igeres HaNechome. And there, when he ran away, when he left Spain and he came to Morocco, Spain were big tzures, they forced Yidden to be misnatzer, and then in Morocco, Zvarti Gevin tzures, Rav Maimon Adayin writes there about the Inyan of davening. And he says a very interesting pshat in Tfilis Ovis Tiknim. As we saw in Sefer Eshkul, Avade and Avade, all the Uvis down 3 times a day. We see that Avraham Avinu was Mesachin Shachris, Yitzchak Menuche, Yaakov was Pshatin them. So Maimon Adayin, in the Geres Nechome says, V'chulom, all the Uvis, hoi mespallim ha-sholosh tfilos. Omnam kol tzadik, every tzaddik is not possible. He should not take one of the mitzvahs Hashem. She is shaked a leil b'yoyser. She is oisik in this mitzvah b'yoyser. I thought we should mekayim kilon. Avada, every person has to be mekayim all the tayag mitzvahs. But if a tzaddik should not take a special mitzvah and extend the davening, extend the machshuvis davke in this tefillah. Ibiyois Avrom Rishna Maminim shoket biyoyser al tefillah rishoyne. Avrom Avinu was the first of the believers. Shokad biyoyser al tefillah rishoyne. Ki first hor beolam hoyser de Avrom meir olam. The oil in the world came through Avrom Avinu. That's the first oil, the start, the begin. Begin your day with Torah. And Rabbi Avraham Rambam explains, Chassidim Shebu'umo, Me'olam lo hilichi shloshtom. They weren't mevat of one of the tefillahs, and they put the power in every of the tefillahs to be something special. Of the Hamoin Am, every Yid, the Cholapuch has take one of the tefillahs and take the certain tefillah and be makpit in medakdik in this tefillah ad asof. And that's one of the things we learn of the Ovis. The fact of davening, we have no sheikhs in the world, and mechitzet rishis rabim. And the second thing, take a certain tefillah and be makpit on it ad asof. What's pshat makpit ad asof? Learn again the Perish Hamilis. Wait for this tefillah. Come a few minutes before davening and make from this tefillah a ikir ayoyim. And that's what we learn from the others. They daven 3 times a day, but every one of them took a special tefillah to be mekayim at ad asof. And in those parshas, what we learn, the ma'ase ovis, and we know ma'ase ovis similar bonim, and in chayv odom loyim amos yagir ma'ase la'ma'ase avoisai, there we have a certain special chiyuv to take one of the tefillahs and make it an exception, make it a special power in our day, make a special kviyas in the day. And befat now, the matzav in Eretz Yisrael is very not pushed, as we know, and Am Yisrael has to be oymed betefillah. Oymed betefillah, kashim yidzom shdamech veren, and we shall be geholfen. Is a mamish this man gerome to learn from the Ovis. And I will take a very special tefillin day, or shachris, or minche, or ma'arif, and be magdish a few minutes before, and the Rebbeinu Shushalis na'ar tefillis, im zozoich zantikul ishleim, and meheru b'yumein.